Friday, 19th April 2024. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Whoever eats my flesh and drinks my blood remains in me and I in him, says the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You are listening to the Daily Biblical Readings and Reflections brought to you by Reverend Father Felix J. Balfour on Mary's Castle Podcast. Greetings to you and welcome back.
The peace of the Lord be with you. Today is the Friday of the third week of Easter. Acts chapter 9, verse 1 to 20. John chapter 6, verse 52 to 59. Saul was still breeding threats to slaughter the Lord's disciples. He had gone to the high priest and asked for letters addressed to the synagogues in Damascus that would authorize him to arrest and take to Jerusalem any followers of the way. Just before he reached the city, there came a light from heaven all around him. He fell to the ground and then heard a voice saying, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, Lord?" he asked. And the voice answered, "I am Jesus, and you are persecuting me." When he heard that, Ananias said, "Lord, several people have told me about this, and all the harm he has been doing to your saints in Jerusalem. He has only come here because he holds a warrant from the chief priests to arrest everybody who invokes your name." The Lord replied, "You must go all the same, because this man is my chosen instrument to bring my name before pagans." My dear brothers and sisters, the call of Saul gives testament to the fact that sinners could be turned into saints through the power of God. Don't rule anyone out of the work of God. Again, when we decide to work for God, there is a possibility of facing stiff opposition, because Saul was given his own pain. Moreover, his conversion bore witness to the reality that the risen Christ is still alive. "I am Jesus whom you are persecuting." It means he is still alive. The Gospel. The Jews started arguing with one another. "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" they said. Jesus replied, "I tell you most solemnly, if you do not eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you will not have life in you. Anyone who does eat my flesh and drink my blood has eternal life, and I shall raise him up on the last day. For my flesh is real food and my blood is real drink. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood lives in me and I live in him. As I, whom am sent by the living Father, myself draw life from the Father, so whoever eats me will draw life from me. This is the bread come down from heaven, not like the bread our ancestors ate. They are dead, but anyone who eats this bread will live forever." My dear brothers and sisters, for Jesus, refusal to partake in this meal means you will not have life in you. It means it is mandatory as a disciple to partake in the meal. And there is also assurance of resurrection from the dead for those who partake in this great meal. Let us pray. Father, by the love of your Spirit, may we who have experienced the grace of the Lord's resurrection, rise to the new life in Christ. Amen. I still remain your servant, Reverend Father Felix J. Balfour. The peace of the Lord be with you.